As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by bands that make a dance, you know, women know one thing, if they know anything, and that is don't fuck with the ego and the pride of a man. Just as men should know the same about women. Don't fuck with the ego, the pride of a woman. It's a very, very tenuous, very, you know, sensitive thing. And every woman knows that she, if she cares at all about a man, and her caring about that man, by the way, does not necessarily have to do with how good he fucks her, although that's really important up front. I mean, when you first meet her, and you first go out with her, and you first, you know, you got to bring it to some level of satisfaction and enjoyment. Otherwise, she'll see you as a really nice guy, but, you know, let's be friends. Whatever her story is, I don't know. But once you do that, then she's, you know, whether you're good or bad in the sack, you know, she's going to be really careful to tell you that you're just fucking phenomenal, you know. And you'll never fucking really know. You'll never really, really know. Because even if you are the greatest goddamn fuck that she has ever encountered in her life, she'll drop you like a fucking bad habit, man, if everything else is fucking bad and some guy comes along who may not be as good a fuck as you, but has like twice your fucking money, and she is particularly vulnerable in that area. You know, I mean, I'm just saying these are different possibilities. Like, say it's you and me, and I come along, and you... I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. All right. I'm joking. I'm seriously joking. I'm trying to say to you, and then we're going to show you the Don Lemon... how do you pronounce this cat's name, man? Because even Don doesn't know. And I know that I have some of his music. Hold on. I have some of his music. This dude that is a... that was a interview subject for Don Lemon... Let me see if I can find this cat, man. We play one of his songs, I think. Tahib Cooley, is that his name? It's probably like, I'll probably completely fuck it up. And he got really pissed off at Lemon for not getting his name right. His name's Tahib Cooley. Tahib Cooley. This dude, he was in Ferguson. Here's some of his music. Prisoner of conscience, not conscience.
I don't want to waste your time, baby. I just want to make you.
This is Miguel.
Come to me.
Miguel.
Comfortable, baby.
Miguel.
Come here, darling. Come for me, baby. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to waste a second.
What we have here is something
fresh. I just want to make you.
Let's see how close I get to pronouncing Tahib.
I got something to tell you. Come here real quick. I done dirt in the past. I know the love hurts.
This is Tahib Cooley. But let's check him out now here with Don Lemon. I gotta kill this shit. Kill this shit, man. Yo, man. Kill this shit, will you? All right. So let's check it out and see what his beef was. This was Don Lemon, and this is not Tahib Cooley here. Maybe it is. Maybe this is from his video. They just they rolled a little bit of this, and then they got into the interview. I watched it yesterday. I want to say one thing. I didn't think... I'll just give you this. The New York Daily News said it was a disaster, and so did just about everybody else. I didn't think it was a disaster. I thought Lemon dealt with it as well as he could. He's talking to a guy with a huge motherfucking ego who wants to have his opinion heard, and he will not be denied because, you know, he's a star. He's a whatever. So here he is. Wait a minute, man.
Hold on. Yes. Why? Why not? I'm on Twitter often. I love Twitter. But the retweeting and everything, it doesn't have an effect without bodies on the ground. Mm-hmm. Without flesh and people actually showing up, Twitter movements, even the movement in Egypt, even the Arab Spring, even Occupy Wall Street, without the people on the ground actually here, there is no story. Yeah. So as an artist, I wanted to put my money where my mouth is. I'm supported by the community. The community has been brutalized. I have a son that's Mike Brown's age. Mike Brown was in the hip hop. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like it was important for me to be here and control the narrative because the media has been doing a horrible job of of making sure that the stories get out in the right way.
Well, I don't. I disagree with that, with you, especially with our coverage. I think that we've done really great coverage here, and people in the community are actually coming up commending us on our coverage, saying that it's balanced. We've been telling the stories of young black men and their interactions with police officers. I don't think the entire media has been bad.
No, I don't think. I think what you're speaking about is intentions, and I don't think, you know, especially at an organization like CNN, I don't think the intention is to not be fair or balanced. But we live in a world that's run by white supremacy, and that's the narrative and language of the oppressors taking over. On CNN.com right now, you have a story up that says Ferguson calm until bottles fly. Well, that's inaccurate, because I was there that night, you know what I'm saying? And that's not what happened. Well, and the first thing in the story it says is police chase down men.
Well, let me finish my point.
I was there right there with the article, the situation they're talking about. I was right there. That's exactly what happened. No, you're not, because you're
talking. Yes, I am. I'm going to let you finish your point.
Let me finish my point before you talk.
Okay, look, let me
finish my point before you talk.
I want to address something you said.
We don't have to have an interview if I can't talk. If I can't talk, we don't have to have an interview.
Okay,
Well, you're interrupting me.
That's what happened.
You're going to let me talk.
Where you were, and police say you're not seeing everything that happens that goes on. You can't see everything.
I'm only telling you my perspective. Can I finish telling you my perspective, and then you can respond? Because that's how you have a conversation.
I understand that. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as well.
Okay. Well, let me just explain something. I would listen to you if you had the decency. Let me finish. If you had the decency to greet me.
I do have decency. I invited you to come.
Let me tell you what happened. You didn't invite me. Nicole invited me, first of all. You came up, you didn't even say nothing to me. You on your phone the whole time. You asked how to pronounce my name, and then you have no respect for who I am. So let me finish saying what I have to say, or else I'm gonna leave.
Okay.
Either I can finish saying what I'm out.
You asked me.
I was
out
here from my perspective. Alright, for what I saw with my own eyes.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, and I was there on the ground. Alright? That's not what happened. The CNN reports on your website says it chased men down. It chased men, women, and children down. Mm-hmm. The CNN report, the headline says calm until bottles fly. They don't mention the bottles in the article. In the article, you read 5 pages, there's no mention of the bottles flying. I saw the bottle fly. You know when the bottle flew? After the cops told me they're going to blow my effing head off. After the cops, I'm not done. After the cops put on riot gear, put up their shields, and took their batons and lined up on the streets. And then when they got in a position, a bottle comes out of a peaceful protest. That don't make no sense. Okay. So what I'm saying is the headline should say is calm until the cops agitated the people.
Can I talk?
And that's what the headline should say.
Okay. So we have addressed everything that you're saying.
Please.
Okay. That's what you saw from your position.
That's why I'm here.
You're not seeing everything that's going on.
Of course not.
So from your position, all the article that you're looking at on CNN is one of hundreds, if not thousands, that are written.
That's true.
And also, it's a small part of 24 hours of news coverage that we have here on CNN.
Which is why I said it wasn't
intentional. I understand your anger.
Which is why I said it wasn't intentional.
As far as you saying me coming up, I have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing on television is in this phone. I'm reading.
I would have enough respect to greet you if I've never met you before, brother.
I'm reading.
To greet you, say, how you doing? It's nice to meet you.
How you're doing.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Did I not?
No, you didn't. We have no chance. No, you didn't. You skated by here, and I said hello to you, and you said, hey, what's up? You didn't say you didn't do none of that.
I'm trying to get on the air. I'm working.
I'm working too.
Hello to you. I'm trying to be respectful to you to make sure that I say your name properly. People call me Don Lemon. If someone came on, I would say, my name is Don Lemon. So I just want to make sure I'm respectful to you so that I say your name properly. I said hello to you. I am very busy here. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I invited, and CNN invited you to be on CNN so we can have this conversation. And I don't mind having this conversation, having this argument.
I think this is
what we should do. But we have to listen to each other.
Right, but the first thing you did that stopped this conversation from communicating...
Hang on, producers. I think this is very important.
While I was telling my perspective, you've been on TV all day. I'm in the streets with you, and you out here, and I commend you. I see you going through the same struggles as a black man that we all going through, and I commend you for being out here, because a lot of people who talk are not out here, and I can tell from your passion, you're not just out here as a journalist.
Right.
However, the first thing you did when I'm telling my perspective is cut me off, and I'm telling you from my, like you correctly said, it's only my perspective.
I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm trying to address each point that you're giving so that nothing is lost in the sauce. So when you say something, I want to address one point, and then I'm going to stop and let you say something else, and then I'm going to address that point. I'm not trying to disrespect you. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is get on television so that I can get you on and have a conversation.
My job is to represent what I saw, and I have 90 seconds at least to speak when you ask me a question. I know how this goes. For me to answer, I got 20 seconds out. Let me say my piece first, and then we can have a conversation.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. So for the past 2 minutes, mm-hmm. right, the producers have been rapping me saying, let's go. I'm standing here having a conversation with you. If I tell you I'm going to let you speak, I mean that. I'm going to let you speak. But I want us to have a conversation where we're listening to each other. Where if I
get my... I have a mission. I have a statement that I have to get out about my...
I'm letting you do that.
Well, you weren't, but now you are, and I appreciate it.
Yes, no, but I was going to let you do that in the beginning, but you aren't listening.
I can't trust that, brother.
So what am I going to do with that? But have you been on, and I'm letting you have this?
Yes, you are, and yeah. I commend you for it.
All right, well, thank you. Good.
Thank you.
We'll continue having this conversation.
I want to say, for people, to keep the focus on Mike Brown. I want to say, if people out here say because they don't see protest movement, why no one protests about black crime? Why no one protests? Just because you don't see it, just because you choose to ignore it, don't mean it don't exist. There's an organization for black struggle. They out here. NSC International is out here. Dream Defenders is out here. Advancement Project is out here. Black Youth Project is out here. Look them up. Support them. See Art Ferguson. Anonymous.
We got to go. Are you going to give me practice? We got to go to commercial break. Are we good?
Yes. We're good. You know what I'm saying? Emotions is flaring high, but we good.
No, but this is what we need to do.
No doubt.
And this is how we talk around the kitchen table.
So
we
exactly.
Do. Thank you. All right. We'll be right back.
That was anything but a disaster. New York Daily News said that was a disaster. That was fascinating. That was, and by the way, I changed my opinion. I didn't think that Talib Kweli was out of line there at all. I think he was trying to say what he wanted to say, and Lemon did jump in on top of him before he said, look, this is just my perspective. Let me say what I want to say. So he, you know, I changed my opinion about that. I thought Don Lemon, you know, was being interrupted by Kweli, however you pronounce this guy's name. He fucking hate my guts, probably for more reasons than the fact that I mispronounced his name, which is another thing that I don't really personally give a shit about. And every white person that I read or hear or hear about or talk to says the same thing. They pick out a guy like that, or they pick out any instance where there's an expression of what they would perceive to be a racist sentiment. You know, like this white power, white supremacy, the shit that this guy was talking. And then they use that as an excuse to be fucking stupid and to continue to be stupid about racism. If the guy's a racist, that's great. I don't know. There's an old saying, you know, if you trace the hate, you'll find the origin. There's reactive racism. I got my own opinions about this shit. I'm not going to bore you with all that. But the point that I'm trying to make is, and you'd say, well, you're going to give that guy a pass. No, I don't give him a pass, but he, you know, black racism is to me, black racism is a reaction to something that existed far longer and far, in a far broader and a far bigger way. And that was the Western world essentially creating this entire fucking dynamic by kidnapping black people from Africa. I'm not saying that we're to blame for that. I'm just trying to tell you what the historical beginnings of all this shit is. It's like if a kid gets his ass kicked by his father and he grows up to hate his father, and then you chastise him for hating his father, which I've seen millions of times. We've all seen that. That's about the most destructive thing you can do to a kid, is tell that kid that he should love his parents regardless of what they did to him or her. You're gonna make a murderer out of that kid. You will make a fucking murderer out of a kid like that. When you tell a kid to love his mother and father even after they raped or beat the kid, you are essentially creating, and you don't really tell that kid what you mean by that or how to do that. I mean, you know, you're not talking about forgiveness, just honor thy father and thy mother, even though your father fucked you in the ass when you were like five. You're going to create a murderer, a savage, slaughtering animal out of that kid. That's as sure as fucking God made green little goddamn apples, as my goddamn dear father, who was not abusive to me, used to say. Thank you. All right, first of all, I'd like to thank, I just want to thank, you know, thanks for the pictures. I'm kidding around. Let's see, where are we? Okay. So I've got to say, I changed my opinion on that. And I guess that's just kind of the way things are going to be. I think the Don Lemon, you know, he said something really good, that Kweli guy. He said, I know I got 90 seconds. And he's right. He said, I've done this before. He's done television interviews before, so he knows the time limits between breaks and how much they give you, how much they're going to give the host to intro and outro, how much they're going to have to go to some other thing. So he said, let me say what I want to say. And man, that's a really good point, because I've given up on trying to, you know, I've given up on trying to get people I've given up on critiquing media in any serious way. You know, I don't want to critique CNN or Fox or any other media outlet saying, well, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, I've given up doing that. And if I were you, I would suggest doing the same thing, because you're not going to change it. It's now, we're often running in a new era, and that new era is that news is a product. News is not just information to be accurately reported. It's something to be repackaged into a product. That's just the way it is. So rather than sit and bitch about it, you have to have eyes. You have to have a whole new set of eyes to look at it, and a whole new set of ears to hear it, and to analyze and to get through the bullshit to where the truth is. Okay, so for instance, I saw a sign here being held by a little kid in Ferguson. It said, am I next? Do I bitch about the fact that CNN put that picture up there in an exploitive way, or in a manipulative way, or a way to sort of hinge the debate on, you know, now our children are at risk? Or do I look at that and I say, well, maybe they did that, and I'm sure that they did, but I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the parent or the adult that put that sign in that child's hand, because that little boy is not old enough to think for himself or to have opinions like that. He's not old enough. That little boy was used by some adult to put that. I don't doubt that it's a legitimate fear. I'm not saying that that's not the issue. It is a legitimate fear. But to put the sign in the little boy's hands, I've always been an opponent of using children in political protests, of whether it's the pro-lifers who have the little kids going down the street with, you know, thank God I wasn't aborted or whatever, to anti-war people who use their children to say, you know, look, here is the face of innocence and war destroys that, to, you know, the racial, you know, racial racism and racial violence, you know. I just think it's bullshit using kids. If you want to make the fucking statement yourself, why don't you put if you want, you can put pictures of actual events, you know, the actual, you know, put a picture up there. What do you mean the putting a picture of a little boy there? Put Michael Brown's picture there. In fact, if I look at some of those signs, how often do I see his picture? Anyway, Talib Kweli argues with Don Lemon about media coverage. Anyway, that was not a disastrous interview at all. I mean, that was fantastic. That was compelling television. That was an actual fucking conversation / argument that two grown men were having about a really scary, explosive, and important event / issue. And that's how people talk. That's what happens in the country every goddamn day, and in the workplace and everywhere else. And the fact that it was on TV, and the fact that Daily News said it was a disaster, what would have been a successful interview to the Daily News? Would it have been these very polite questions going back and forth, where they agree with each other even though they don't, where they smile and pretend like they like each other even though they may not, where a guy wants to make a point, but he has to acknowledge the other person's point and make sure they have all the time. They need to be a fucking dumb asshole. I would have rather have heard this cat Cooley than Don Lemon. Is a great journalist. Don't get me wrong. He's I think he's phenomenal. I think he's rapidly becoming the new face of CNN. I mean, CNN hasn't had a face, if you will, since Bernard Shaw. Bernard Shaw was the face of CNN for years. You know, and he was phenomenal. He was like a Walter Cronkite. You know, he was the older, trustworthy voice and visage. You know, a person we could look. And CNN hasn't had a guy like that since those days, I don't think. Don Lemon, you know, I think is a candidate. You know, there was a period there where it was almost Lou Dobbs. But was it Lou Dobbs who was on CNN? Yeah, it was almost Lou Dobbs. And then Lou, bless you, Lou, but Lou went off, man. I don't know what happened. Man, he's a great, great man. He's a nice man, and he's a goddamn great journalist. And he's got opinions. You know, I've done the same thing. So I'm not going to say, you know, that's where he went. Lou Dobbs is phenomenal journalist, and he began to see the world in a much much bigger way than just the financial sector, you know, which is what he covered for years on CNN. And so, Don, I mean, Lou began to express those opinions. So it was, and I remember talking to him. I actually met Lou Dobbs out in front of CNN in the summer of 2005, and he'd come outside to have a cigarette. In those days, I was smoking, so it was a bonding moment. And I said that to him. I said, you know, you are the face of this network. And he knew it. He knew it. You know, he acknowledged it. I said, I think that you are becoming the face, but it didn't take. And I think it's because he was in... He was in a bit of a contentious scrap with the people employing him at the time, which was CNN. Now he's over at Fox. But now I think Don Lemon could make that claim, you know. I don't see anybody else that says, look, they've got Don Lemon down there. I think he's doing a pretty goddamn good job. And I mean, you can have an argument about what this trip was. Who gives a, you know. I mean, I personally think that he was... he was a little impatient with this kid, Talib Kweli, because he had his time limit. He's saying, hey, everybody's telling me to rap. And he kept the camera there, and he kept the interview live because he wanted to make sure the guy had time to say what he wanted to say. And I think he did that because he spent so much fucking time interrupting this dude. Just let the cat talk, man. One of the things about Don Lemon, one of the things he said was, that's just one perspective. Well, he wasn't talking about anything other than what the fuck CNN's doing. What do you want to do? Get in there and talk about Fox and get in there and talk about the New York Times? Maybe it's expected by his employers that he's, you know, maybe it's inspected by the fucking guys at CNN that he's supposed to defend the network, you know. But that guy made a really good point. He said, all this is bullshit. And Lemon comes back with, well, there's a million different perspectives, and this is just one of many. Right. But I'm here to talk about CNN. That's what this guy should have said. Well, that's not really fair. What do you mean it's not fair? I'm on your fucking airwaves. I mean, there could have been a million different ways you could have said this shit. Okay. This is our pre-show. Here's some behind the scenes. Just very slight behind the scenes. This is going to be my birthday weekend. I'm going to be celebrating my birthday weekend this weekend. I will be gone on Monday. We will have a show for you Monday. Don't worry about it. We will have a BSP-only show for you on Saturday. Don't worry about it. The following weekend is Labor Day weekend, and we will have a show for you on Labor Day, and we will have a Backstage Pass show for you on Saturday. Labor Day weekend being Labor Day weekend is traditionally the close of the summer months, and then on comes the football season. And as much as I love summer, and I love the fuck out of summer, I'm going to have to get my body surfing in this fall because Jesus Christ, you know, what happened to this goddamn summer, man? I started things out with the best of intentions, but we did the one man show. Now we are in negotiations with a production company for, what I hope is going to be a show you're going to really love. And it's an original idea from me. So that's a groovy thing. And you know, a bunch of other shit, you know, kind of growing our podcast here, doing what we can do. And the summer is just blazing by. And just went up to Canada, you know, and the summer's blazing by. And I'm sort of doing my summer thing, which is, you know, eating. And so we're going to have to, this is a huge, huge 3 weeks coming up, man, before the third one-man show, The World of Phil Hendry, Truth is Our Bitch, An Explosion of Weird. And young lady... on Facebook posted, I hope it explodes all over Weird's face and gets in her hair, end quote. And I thought, wow, you know. And then I messaged her, do you have a phone number we could talk? I did not. All right, but that was, and I thought, you know, I mean, that's coming from a woman. Well, I don't know what to say about that, but I did not take it the wrong way. I took it, I knew what she meant. Well, of course I knew what she meant, but I mean, well, never mind. All right, so, what else are we going to do here, man? Oh, we got the music all lined up, huh? Rock and roll? Let's get our music lined up, bud. Margaret, how do you feel about that?
Well, I thought that you're talking about Don Lemon, and I'm very, very angry because I met Don Lemon in a...
The guy just said his name isn't Lemon.
By the way, should we replay that during the,
But I don't know, Miss Ellie.
Tell you what, let's get Don Berman. The other thing I want to do. Get Don Berman in today. God damn it. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, I know. Mavis Leonard.
I don't want to waste your time, baby. Come to you.
I want to mention one other thing, which I have not mentioned. There is a blog that's being published right now. And the blog is a thorough analysis of the various tweets, posts, character profiles, account profiles, YouTube accounts, so on, so on, so on, down through the years, going back a great many years, going back at least to 2007, I think, and even before, because I think I saw, of John Jason Fallows, this man that we have mentioned from time to time, who, for reasons that are bizarre yet understandable, and they have to do with me sending him a variety of takedown notices when it came to him posting maliciously our material on torrent sites, etc. This blog that is now being published is a complete analysis of this man's behavior. Now, the circumstantial nature of this sort of paints this guy further and further and further and further into a corner, so it is impossible for him to, you know, credibly deny that he is the individual behind iPokeSmart. He was the individual behind that Bud Dickman account that outed my personal address on Twitter, my personal information on Twitter, which was the impetus for me putting a bounty out and saying I will pay people for information leading to identifying this guy. It took about 30 days. Because as I said to you guys, and you know this, and I said to others, if you think you have anonymity on the internet, think again. Because all I got to do, all anybody has to do, is write a fucking check, and your ass is out in the open. And I don't think this is anything that trolls took into consideration, because most trolls are broke. Most trolls, like John, don't have any money of their own. So. This is an interesting blog, and the reason why I'm bringing it up to you is I have nothing to do with its writing, absolutely nothing to do. I'm not this smart. Believe me when I tell you. I mean, I'm smart, but the person writing this blog is really smart, and he seems to have a big, you know, trove of information regarding the movements of our friend. Now, this is as the result of a harassment of my home, harassment of my workplace, the illegal copyright infringing posting on public sites of our material. There's nothing wrong with people sharing our material with friends. Never has been anything wrong with that. There's nothing against the law about that. And I'm happy with it. You can download our stuff. You know, we have a subscription site. You can download our stuff. What we don't like, and what is clearly a violation of the law, a violation of copyright, is public file sharing. When you take that material and you stick it on a public site and you're maliciously sharing it for the purpose of devaluing it, and that's what this guy's intention has always been, because after I said, please don't do that, and they continue to do it, then it becomes malicious. Then it becomes malicious. Then it becomes, obviously, this has nothing whatsoever to do with wanting to share the material. This has to do with devaluing it. So when I told this guy initially that he couldn't do that, that pissed him off. That made him angry, and he became a hater as opposed to a fan. He was told that he couldn't do something that he'd been doing. And welcome to our Listen Live and our TuneIn listeners. I'm just getting in the middle of this blog that I have linked. Yes, I've linked it on Twitter. And the reason why I've linked it on Twitter is because it's an astounding document that intelligently put together, logically put together, that has records of this man's behavior and his activities, and the lies that he's told on the fan forum, and the lies that he's told. I mean, it's as I say, it's a triangulation of this guy's activities and his identity, to the point where his iPokeSmart account actually is narrowed down to his address. See? And he has tried to tell all kinds of fantasies, such as, well, I know who this person is, but I don't know where they live, but I know where they live, and I don't know who they are, and now this person doesn't exist. And that account, by the way, is dormant. It's dormant. So as soon as this guy was outed, about 3 months later, the account went dormant as the heat really started to get turned up under his ass, as we started to find out more and more and more about this guy, including home addresses, etc., which we have not published, unlike him, because we're not criminals, you see. All right, we're going to...
Well, Phil, you've really got yourself in a nice mood for this one, don't you?
No. I'm fine. But we're just... I'm just telling you, because I feel like I need to address that, because you're going to see it linked on my Twitter feed from time to time, because I think it's fascinating stuff. But I don't write it, and I don't know who the hell is writing it. Okay? All I can tell you is it's a very, very fascinating document, one that was brought to my attention by the individual that is writing it, but nonetheless... any and all other... Now, you can say I'm lying, and I'm sure John would say I'm lying, but John lies all the time, so he thinks the whole world is lying. You know, that's how he conducts his life, just one lie after the next. You know, he's lying to himself, lying to his employers, probably lies to his parents, you know, lies to whatever girlfriends he is able to muster from time to time, and he's lying to the other show fans, but I know he's a liar, and I know what a lie is, and I'm not lying to you right now when I say that I have nothing to do with the publishing of that blog. All right, let's get to it, man. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Lots to do, lots to, whatever.